It's been a year since massive flooding along the Missouri River devastated western Iowa communities. Many are still trying to recover. And as IPR's Katie Pikus reports, forecasters say there's a good likelihood of minor to moderate flooding again this year.
So this is the Missouri River at Omaha.
Several dozen people are gathered in a church hall in Sidney in southwest Iowa's Fremont County. They're listening to David Pearson. He's a hydrologist from the National Weather Service, and he's giving a snapshot of what the spring flood threat looks like. This is one of a handful of meetings in southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska. Pearson says it's been pretty dry lately, but rain is coming. Lowland flooding is, quote, near guaranteed, he says.
Compared to this time last year, we're in a much better place, but we still have things to worry about. The high soil moisture and the amount of water in the rivers does lead to an above normal risk for flooding.
Because the area is already saturated, Pearson expects minor to moderate flooding. That would do some damage to roads and could inundate homes, but not to the same magnitude as last year's historic flooding. The hour-and-a-half-long forum put some people at ease, including Jan Zack, who lives near Percival. Last year's floodwaters spared his home, but inundated his farm.
I feel safe. I'm planning on putting in a crop this year.
Part of why Zack is so confident, the breaches on the protective levee systems near him that the Missouri River and its tributaries caused last year have been closed. A dozer pushes some clay into a big pile on a federal levee near Percival. The clay will be used to armor the top of the levee so it doesn't erode if water comes up against it.
In the distance, we see side dumps hauling it in. We see scrapers and tractors hauling sand.
Pat Sheldon is the chairman of the Benton, Washington Levee District.
We see cranes that have been driving sheet piling. They're prepping the sheet piling for concrete.
The words that come to his mind, tremendous progress.
We're confident because we have full height protection. We have a very wide section here where the repair was made. So we have some materials to flood fight with and a lot of weight to hold the water.
All of the breaches on southwest Iowa levees that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is responsible for have been closed. These levees have been brought back up to how tall they were before last year's flooding. The Corps says it'll plant grass later this year to help hold down the clay. Sheldon will monitor the levees in his district. He says he and other levee district members will need to use their best judgment to say whether people need to evacuate.
We will need to pay more attention probably this year than normal just because our levees aren't completely settled and dry yet. But I have confidence in the strength that they have, so.
The Corps stresses that the flood risk remains elevated until the levees are fully repaired. And Sheldon says there's an emergency plan if water does rise. The Corps would strengthen the riverside of these levees with loose stones to hold back the water. Contrast that with the community of Bartlett about 10 miles north of Percival. A nearby levee system was taken out of the Corps levee safety program 6 years ago. The Corps gave it emergency repairs last year, but can't fully restore the levee because it isn't authorized to under federal law. Bartlett had around 50 people before last spring's flooding. Dean Doty is one of a few people living there today.
We used to have some big parties down here, 4th of July parties. We'd have 30, 50 people out here. And they'd camp out if they wanted to. And we'd have a good time. But nobody wants to come down here anymore.
Floodwaters lifted up Doty's home, turned it, and moved it at least 5 feet off of its foundation. He's living in a camper nearby, waiting for a buyout. And he says he sees no future for his community.
We're on life support. Yeah. So I just don't know. I think if it floods again, that it's just going to be the end of Bartlett, really.
Doty was at the National Weather Service Forum the day before we met and says he's nervous about what could happen this spring. But the Weather Service says the region has fewer of the conditions that made last year's flooding so bad. There's less of a snowpack to melt, and the ground's not as frozen. This year's flooding will depend on how much rain comes and where it falls. In Fremont County, I'm Katie Pikus, Iowa Public Radio News.